Rocking the Lakes and Mountains, 104.9 The Hawk. Very funny man. He's been to the area many, many times. He swings through all throughout the year. New Hampshire's very own. He's got two comedy specials multiple times on The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. The one and only Justin McKinney. Justin, thank you very much for swinging by today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're going to be down at the Capital Center for the Arts coming up April 28th.
I will be. One of my favorite venues, and I'm not just saying that.
Last time I saw you was, I believe, at the Capital Center. It was the Buzz Christmas Ball.
Oh, yeah. That's a really fun show. I've done that maybe five or six times at least, I think. And that's always a great time.
They keep inviting you back.
They keep inviting me back, yeah. Yep, a lot of fun. So this is, and then obviously I get to do, you know, over an hour, you know, this time around, as opposed to like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you get a lot more for your material.
Exactly.
When you do something like the Buzz Ball, is it just like kind of picking and choosing the highlights of what you think is going to go over best with the crowd?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that's like Christmas themed. So sometimes if you can kind of tie in stuff about the weather or Christmas or something that's kind of going on, I always try to do that. And then the Cap Center, it's more or less everything that's gone on in the past year since I was there the last time. Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff I might have done at the Buzz Ball, then I might do a couple of those jokes, you know what I mean, when I'm back at the Cap Center. But I'm always changing it. It's, you know, every time I go back to a venue, I always tell people, they're always like, oh, we're going to go see you, you know. And they just saw me like 3 months ago. And I go, well, if you want to see a lot of new stuff, wait a year and go to the same venue. And I always make sure I turn over like 80% of that show.
What is your average amount of time that it takes you to turn over your new material? Is it about a year or 6 months?
Yeah, a year is good. Yeah. And it's a challenge to do that, you know, but it's always, I'm just constantly mining for stuff. I mean, anything that happens throughout the day and throughout, I'm just constantly just adding and adding and adding so that I've always got new and fresh material.
Now, earlier this year, you got to go on unsportsmanlike conduct or unsportsmanlike comedy with Gronk.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was awesome because I'm a huge Pats fan. Mm-hmm. I've done tons of Patriot videos that are on my Facebook and online. I don't know if you've seen any of those, but I mean, Gronk is one of my favorite players, and he hosted it. He actually did stand up, and they asked five comedians to be on it. Finesse Mitchell from Saturday Night Live, Lenny Clark, Jay Larson, John Caparulo, and myself. And I'm like, I was psyched to do it. So it filmed down at Gillette. It was funny because it didn't air until January. And when it was getting ready to air, people were actually commenting on my page going, Gronk should be getting ready for football. He shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, that filmed in before training camp started.
Yeah.
You know, it filmed back in August. So people don't, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was at Gillette Stadium at this place called Showcase Live, I believe is the name of the venue. But they have smoke machines, you know, because they're taping it for Showtime. They like the effect of the fog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it set off all the smoke alarms, all the fire alarms.
Oh, that's not
good. So they had to shut off the air conditioning. So it was in August, no air conditioning.
So you're starting to sweat.
Everyone was sweating. I mean, Gronk was sweating. I mean, Gronk was really sweating. And he did. I couldn't believe he did a lot of stand up. He did like 12 minutes, and I was the first comedian, and it was a blast.
Have you heard from Philadelphia Sucks? Is he still an advocate for Tommy Tape?
Yeah, you saw the Tommy Tape video I did.
Dude, I was 100% sold on anything that will reattach an appendage.
Wasn't that amazing?
That is incredible.
Yeah, Philadelphia Sucks. Right, that was the name of the infomercial guy. I'm glad you have seen some of my Patriot videos.
I do a little bit of research before I talk to people.
Yeah, is that one still out there?
That one's still out there.
It is? Yeah, it is. Tommy Tape. Yeah.
It's highly recommended. It works on underwater, overwater, makes, you know, award-winning quarterbacks, beat Jaguars.
Yeah.
It's incredible stuff.
So you got the reference.
I did.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
It was very funny. And also, I got to say, I have to commend you on your, I just learned about this, your 6 for 6 No State Left Behind movement. I think it's very noble that you're spearheading something that's so close to children and people affected here in New England.
Yeah, well, everywhere I go, people think that New England fans are greedy because we want more. and I try to explain to them that we don't even have one Super Bowl trophy for every state in our region.
And
there are six states, and we've got five.
I know. That is
so
actually
how is that
real
fair? It's almost like Cleveland. I mean, the Browns don't have one for Ohio. We don't have one for Connecticut. I think Connecticut is the one that we don't have.
That
one
was
going to
be my question.
Because they're a half New York state, so they've got to be the last one to get the trophy designated for them. So, yeah, hopefully, it's still in play because we need the 6 this year. So I'll bring that back. Yeah, no state No state left behind. Six for the six. I'm hoping we can make that happen.
Talking with Justin McKinney, he's going to be at the Capitol Center for the Arts in Concord April 28th. Box office is where you can get your tickets, 225-1111. Also, justinmckinney.com.
Yes, Justin with an O, J-U-S-T-O-N.
Make sure you spell that the right way.
My dad was illiterate.
Now, you use a lot of New Hampshire in your material. Does that help or hinder you when you get outside of New England?
It does, in the sense that I obviously can't do that stuff outside of New England, right? Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it does. But for here, it actually just gives me a lot of good stuff to pull from. You know, I just posted a video last night on my Facebook page about the big sinkhole on 93 in Concord, and that whole thing, and a bunch of other things that happened in 1 year's time in New Hampshire, driving hazards. So I just put that up, and it's all New Hampshire. I mentioned Keene. I think Bedford, so I tie it all in, and it just gives me fresh stuff every year to do, and I really enjoy it. I really like the local stuff. You know, sometimes I get too local. Like, it's like, I mean, I live in Newmarket, New Hampshire, you know, so we just had it made WMUR, the kindergartner, like, left.
I didn't hear that one, though.
At noon. He, like, left the school at noon, like, in the middle of it.
That's big news.
Yeah, it's big news. We walked 2 miles home. Like, literally walked 2 miles home. And I'm thinking, I can't get my kids to walk to the bus stop, first of all. But if I was there, if I'm close to there, you know, it's like, I might do something about, I'll reference that. So it all depends where I am and what makes it into the show. But Concord, I pretty much have the whole state to work with. So I've got, you know, I'll do jokes about a couple of the new laws that pass. I always like to, you know, do what the legislature's up to. In this great state, and it's just a lot of fun.
It's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about, yeah.
Personally, I love the fact that you've worked the Wolfman from Clark's Trading Post into your bit. And I saw your posting about Bill, unfortunately, passing. He was actually the Wolfman. I worked there from 99 to 2006, and Bill was the Wolfman while I worked there as a tour guide, and I got to occasionally be his fill-in on his days off.
Really?
And I'll tell you, there's nothing like driving around the back roads in an old Ford dirt track racer with a single breech shotgun firing blanks in the air trying to scare children while wearing an eye patch.
Yeah, oh, those are blanks.
Sure.
That's good to know.
That's what we say in public.
Well, yeah, well, I got to tell you, it was very sad to hear about Bill, and tons of people sent me the link about that because they knew I had done my bit about the Wolfman. And it was a weird situation for me because the video I posted, the one that you see there, that's Bill.
That's not Bill, yeah.
No, it's Tim Ryan, I believe is who that was. Yes. It was a different Wolfman. So it wasn't like I could post the video in his honor, hey, this was it, because it wasn't him. And if I posted it, everyone would have been like, hey, that's not the guy. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just had to put like a nice, you know, rest in peace. And he left everyone with a lot of memories. But that was one of my favorite memories of New Hampshire because I literally had no idea when I went up to Clark's Trading Post what I was in for. It was just this kid's amusement park.
Nobody knows.
This guy comes out of the woods with a gun. So, I had a lot of fun with that.
That's New Hampshire in a nutshell.
It sure is, yeah.
Tell me about Small Town Famous Radio. How did that all start?
That was actually something that I had done for, it was kind of like a podcast I had done for only about 4 months, though. Mm-hmm. I had tried that. It was over on... I did it on Edge Radio, and it was like an internet radio thing that I had tried, and it was a blast. It was a lot of fun, but I was doing it 4 days a week,
which is a lot,
which is a ton, 3 hours a day, and it was just me. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it was like I'd done it for a while. It was really pulling away from some of my other stuff, and I really have an issue with focusing. Like, what do I want to concentrate on? What do I want to work on? And it was affecting my stand up, how much material I was coming up with, and promoting my other gigs. So. Yeah, so that was something that as of now I'm not doing, but I do have plans to start a weekly podcast in literally the coming next few weeks, all about parenting, called Parentally Challenged. And you'll probably want to listen because you've got one on the way.
Apparently, yeah. Now it's official from Justin McKinney now on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It had to come out sometime.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
I didn't know. That was a secret?
No, that's great. Do you have a preference with doing the podcast over the radio show? I would think it would be a little bit easier.
It's just easier. It's just less time, less material to come up with for a weekly podcast. You know, I was doing the show, and then, you know, the downloads would get thousands of downloads, you know, so it had people listening to it, and it just got to be too much. You know, years ago, I did a show on Sirius XM from my live from the woods. I did it right out of my attic in New Hampshire.
Live from the woods.
Justin McKinney, live from the woods. And it was, and that was another thing. It was a Monday. and Monday night, and my kid had just been born, and I had the other one coming. I had two kids, and it was just taking me that at that point, that one night was too much, and I did that for about a year. So I'm always trying things and seeing what I like to do, and what I love radio. Like, I really do enjoy it. But it's just a matter of where I'm going to put my time. But yeah. I think a weekly podcast now, my kids are 8 and 10 now, I feel like it's time and I can dedicate it to it and I can handle that.
It makes sense. I mean, you're a busy guy. And podcast seems to be a way that a lot of people are reaching out. A lot of people in radio are doing it. And it's another outlet for you to just get out there weekly to talk about whatever you want.
Exactly. And then hopefully I'll have regular people on, regular parents and stuff with their stories. That's kind of like the thinking.
Well, Justin, thank you very much for coming in. You can check him out April 28th, Capital Center for the Arts in Concord. You can get your tickets by calling the box office, 225-1111, ccanh.com, also justinmckinney.com, Justin with an O, because of illiterate dad.
That's correct.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your day. More music on the way. 104.9 The Hawk.
Thanks.